The concept of this proposed bill was birthed from a straightforward problem in Brooklyn.
Right now, what we have is the homeless shelters being the place where the mentally ill can go for treatment if they get any there, or in the prisons if they get any there. And that's not good, and it's not fair. It's not fair to this population.
Assemblyman Lentil wants to add mental health professionals to existing places like substance abuse clinics, which currently may not be allowed to treat mental health patients. Lentil says New York has failed to fulfill a promise long ago to provide mental health clinics throughout the state.
They are kind of doing it right now in a limited fashion. That would save the state an awful lot of money from building mental health clinics like they said they were going to do if they already have the place to go and all they have to do is expand the services that they offer.
Neil Sheehan worked in the addiction field for 37 years. Now he runs a mobile soup truck called the North Brooklyn Angels. He says just having Medicaid isn't enough if the accessibility isn't there.
In our community in North Brooklyn, you know, if you don't have lots of money, the only clinics that exist are kind of private clinics that don't take any kind of insurance for mental health issues.
At the soup truck, they give referrals to housing and social service employees.
People are eating at my mobile soup kitchen three blocks from the office he's talking about putting the services in.
While the bill would allow for more integrated care throughout communities, Sheehan emphasized the importance of holistic care. This includes basic physiological needs.
They're living in a shelter or they're living in a SRO and all of a sudden they stop taking their meds and then they regress. I'm talking to them in the street and giving them a meal.
Throughout Western New York, Horizon Health Services is the largest provider of outpatient mental health and substance use treatment. Vice President of Clinical Operations Judy Tejada says they work with health homes, which are available to all patients who have Medicaid. They can provide care coordination services for social determinants of health. This includes things like transportation, housing, food, and child care.
If I come into treatment and I see you for care, and I'm going home, and home consists of a hotel room with no food, little heat, and my kids are there, and I have to worry about who's going to take care of them so I can go to treatment. Treatment is kind of null and void. It isn't the priority. The things that I have to take care of are my safety and stabilization needs first.
Tejada says while the proposed measure could help by adding a clinician on site, the care coordinator may have a more important job.
There are too many people that are not able to access care in the traditional formatted way of call admissions, get an appointment, come in, sit down with a clinician. That's great for, what, 50% of the population? The other 50% of the population doesn't maybe have the means to be able to get in that way.
Tejada says the workforce to handle this growing need is small and overworked. She says it's about 18 months to 2 years before many of them get burned out and look for another job.
People get in here thinking they're going to be doing one thing, and they're doing something entirely different. They're not doing therapy, not for a long time, not until that patient is safe and stable. And so if what we're going to be doing is talking about safety and stabilization and basic Maslowian level one care, then we have to have the resources to be able to help take care of people that way, and we don't.
Tejada described it as a chicken and egg issue. If you don't have basic needs, you don't get better. But it's harder to get better when you can't address your mental illness. For Lentil, mental health care is a right for all. He says he hopes people will latch on and build off the idea.
It may not be the only answer, but I think it is part of the answer to deal with people who are crying out for help.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.